Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
I say, have you went wild? This is Psychic Jethro here with the wonderful day that was brought on the full moon today. To all of you who are out there, let's take and have some fun. This is, and always was, the Fun Wednesday Show. You guys know that tonight we bring on those famous authors. I can't even talk. Tonight Jethro learns to speak English. We bring on the famous authors, and we have a blast. And speaking of a blast, my wonderful co-hostess, the one with the wildest and most fun, recognized intuitive spiritual coach, psychic medium, healing arts field. She works with channeling. In her spare time, still managed to really be wild and smile. It's Melissa Berman. Melissa, how are you?
I'm wild. I'm so mooned out. I can't deal. How's everybody doing? OMG, I thought my hair might turn a different color and change curls. I've never seen anything like this in my life. This is just, I hope everyone's okay. I feel like, you know, we're levitating without a place to go. It's insane. Insane, I tell you.
I believe it.
Hi, everyone.
Today I had a class here, and I got to tell you, Melissa, you know, we're having all this stuff, and we're having our stuff, and we ended up with healthy snacks here, and I have decided that it's
so
you.
Proud of you. What did you have today?
We had cantaloupe and honeydew. I was craving caramel pecan rolls. It was like something,
out
of a bad movie.
It's a full moon in Cancer. It's a full moon in Cancer. Everybody wants to cook and eat, like, you know, garlic smashed potatoes, which I can give you a great recipe for, that aren't, you know, caloric and delicioso.
Oh.
So you had cantaloupe and honeydew. That's lovely.
Yes, and then I snuck in cookies. The
you
bad hotter than
bag.
I am.
Did exactly. You have them in your feed bag?
I did, and it was so wild. I had individuals tell me, what is going on? What's happening, for those of you who are catching up? We are in 2014, and the fun thing about it is a very faith year. 7, 2, 0, 1, 4 together, very strong year. And like, you know, Melissa just said, it is totally sending energy. In a full moon with a Cancer energy, so I had a lot of the people tell me that this sensitivity. Today someone else told me something else happened, and they said what happened to them was they got to talk to me and listen to me, and they've realized I'm not psychic at all. I'm just a fast talker who really can come up with clever wording.
No. What was that about? Banish him to the dungeon.
Thank you. I'm going, you know, and I said, you know, I've got to work with this. And then exactly what she did. So I learned something today. I want to work with you guys on this. Yes, you guys call in, and I do tease, but never do I tease myself about this. It's an ability. And those of you tuned in tonight, you got to hear me and our regular wild healer from United Kingdom, Janine Reagan Sinclair, and what a show. I got to be on her first show, first guest, Psychic Jethro, discussing training. Thank you, and it was so fun. Awesome. Listen, we discussed about teaching and working with the individuals on those of us born with the gift. You guys get to know it. I already got the room filling up. It's Gary Wimmer tonight. He's here.
Yay!
Listen to me. Yeah, they're going wild. And you're going to have the man here from Texas in a few minutes. He's already got him warming up in the back. He's going to be here doing him, and I'm going to say doing him, being Gary, and that's what I want to say. I'm having one of those nights. You guys got to deal with me. It's one of those silly ones. The friend.
I have to tell you something, Jethro. There's this place in a park where I work out sometimes, and this backyard has these little hot air balloon sort of windsock sort of things that spin in the wind when the wind comes, and they're beautiful. They're like very bright colors. I had this vision of you in one of them, holding on for dear life, spinning, going, no, I'm dizzy, I can't, oh no, my candy bars are falling out of my toboggans. Help, make it stop, make it stop.
It's true. And you know what, Sam? I've had one of those days. Those of you who know, this is not an easy career. People go, you know, we see you doing this. It is a wild career. You've got individuals and they're pushing stress and you're reading them and you're telling this stuff. The woman's like, you said the name of somebody I know. I go, okay.
Ooh.
And I just went through the work, and after I was done, I've got to tell you guys the moral of this story. Long story short, you know, I am psychic, but I did not put it 2 and 2. This person was here to hurt my feelers. Lately, someone else told me who this person was. So they work at a store. And I'm like, okay, so I read them, and that's why the person was acting like that. You'll be very proud of me. I did not do the Scorpio gesture. I didn't go down to her store and go in there and just, like, really bug her, which what I wanted to do. And I did. I did. I really did. And I felt she really deserved it. But what I did, the proud American that I am and the great citizen, is I went over to a store by hers, and I really promoted what a great reader she was. I promoted how she was able to tell names within the individuals that she read. And she was able to hit dates. And she was able to give people energy.
The person who did this for?
Yes. And I got to tell you what, Melissa, it was the most releasing energy I have, because somebody there spotted me, and then they went and told someone else. They go, Jethro is such a cool guy. He went and did this. And then I felt guilt because, you know, my little lips, and I'm like, oh. And I go, I really did this kind of because I was hoping you guys would go in there, and then you'd find out that, you know, all this stuff I was
saying. There was a hidden agenda to your nicety.
I know.
Good.
So
at least you're honest about it. If you had gone in there and really meant it, and it would have been a codependent, enabling thing, which is very sick, but you had a kind of like, you were kind of guided to kind of, it was like, I call it the great spiritual setup. And you got to be in control of that one. And good, because that was a good self-protection. In sacred space, we say that, but yeah. Jeez.
There's some
sick stuff going on, I'll tell you. It's not. We got to transmute it, transcend it, and move forward.
It's very emotional. And speaking of emotions, those of you who are typing in, we've got a couple of emails, then we're going to get right into the wild readings. Hang on to those phones. We've got 2 phone numbers, and that is really Gemini. And the reason we're Gemini, the reason we're like this is because we need the extra phones. Call 773-897-6461. Or if that's busy and there's a lot of readings in, call the 855-345-4710. 855-345-4710. I'm going to come up with a song with that new one. And I love it because what happens is you get in to talk to me and Melissa. And tonight, Gary Wimmer. Those of you know him and listen to Gary, not only here, but Gary has his own show on Thursdays here on the Blog Talk Wild Hour. Gary's a phenomenal man. Gary was on the other side. He came back from the energy, still a phenomenal guy. He turns around, does readings, does lithmacy with stones for readings, writes himself a biography book. You've got to read the book. It talks about it all. Gary's one of those impressive people. We just love him dearly here. He helps everybody. And we got to talk here with Melissa. We've got a little email that was wrote in here. Tonight, I'm listening into the show for the first time, and I put this through. Jethro, I'll give you $5 if you'll read it first. Where's my $5? So, and they said, Melissa, I listened to your YouTube, and I have got to tell you, I'm sharing it all over the place. Last time I looked, it has 4,376 hits, and I'm going to keep sharing it to all my friends. I love the puppet. I do agree with them. Melissa Berman, you're the best.
Thank you so much, Debbie.
Debbie wrote that from the South. So putting out those videos, those guys are having the contest. Send me a 5-minute or less video of your favorite Psyche's Gone Wild day. We have Russell put in one where he's crying. He loves Gary Wimmer, and he can't misses the voice of Patty. And if he doesn't hear about what Jen Drake Balky, he can't even – I teased him because he wrote we were physics. But we can be physics if you leave the letters out. And he's telling us, I'm teasing you, Russell. You know I love you, dear. And he says he cannot believe that we don't have a video for each and every person. So he's working on that, and he will put that out. I also got to take Cheryl. You made me cry. I can't believe this from New York. She's also working on a picture, and we will have one of Melissa. Melissa, I'll send it to Melissa in email because she was looking for Melissa's. We will be doing a page for Melissa on Facebook. Cheryl is an individual who listens in, and I know where you are, Cheryl. You're my friend. She listens to our show and has got some reasoning that she's at home and listens to the show, and I love that explanation of why she's at home. And so she has came up with a way to thank us. She did call in a couple of weeks ago and had a reading, and she was very impressed that she not only got a reading on Monday, which was very phenomenal, she also got a reading on Tuesday, and then she called in and had a reading with our one and only Melissa Berman. Jethro, aww, you did a picture for me. It's drawn on a white canvas with an artwork, and it's beautiful. I shared it on Facebook with me. You made me cry, Cheryl. And now she's going to do one of Melissa, and we're going to put that up there. And that's her way of saying thank you. Cheryl,
thank
we love
you. Are you kidding? That's so beautiful, and thank you for sharing your creativity so generously. Woo-hoo, we're off. What? Yeah.
Before we go to those readings, remember, you guys, go to psychicsgunwall.com and put in for the contest. I'm a Jan fan, and that means you have to come up with three totems that Jan has talked about on Psychics Gone Wild. Send them to psychicsgunwall.com. If you look at that, on the side of it, on psychicsgunwall.com, it says contact information or that. You turn around, it says this is where to put in for your sweepstakes. That means exactly that. Put in for your sweepstakes there. You got to give me a little more than my name is, you know, Harriet, and I live on the sea, because the mailman will not deliver these things. You're going to win. No, Jan Bach-Drakey, I'm a Jan fan, means you win prizes from Jethro. You win prizes from Gary Wimmer. You win another prize from Gary Wimmer because they've been the wildest ones on Monday and other shows. Then if that's not it, you also get prizes from Dina Flanagan because she's worked with Dina Flanagan, Patty Negri. Jan is a doll and we love her, but she works the hardest and the most of all of us. So put in I'm a Jan fan and put in the three totems that Jan did. We're going to pick a name, and that winner will be our February 17th, our birthday, and we will be giving away those prizes. You want to get the big mother load. Vicky won the Christmas presents this year, and she also won she won the seven presents of the Lucky Seven for the year 2014. You can look at those pictures. She put them up on Facebook. She won a Gary Wimmer book, a Jethro book, a reading book. She's also got we're sending out a certificate. She won a reading by Melissa Berman. She's so excited. She's still laughing. She goes, get me that email, and then she sent that to me. I'll be sending that on to Melissa. And that's the fun things that we're doing. So go to psychicsgunwall.com to win. We're going to be giving away some prizes tonight because I've got the stuff sitting here. Please, you guys, if I do notify you in the email, you got to contact me or let me know a mail. I've got a couple books sitting here right now that need to find a home. We're going to turn around and grab a few phones. We're going to grab Gary Wimmer. So get ready to go wild. 310, what do you know? 310. 310 is silent.
No, hi.
Oh my goodness, we had her, and I do think that we've lost her in this file.
Again?
I do apologize. Yes, and
the
moon is going bright in the night. Don't go anywhere. Don't freak out. It's just like he's gone wild. 310.
Hi, Jethro.
Hi, what are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. I had you on mute, and I was talking to you, and I didn't realize my face put you on mute, so I am so sorry.
Who is this?
This is Anna. Jethro, we spoke last week, I think, or maybe it was the week before, but I do have a question, but first I need to give you some validation, if that's okay.
I apologize, Anna. Okay, yes, please. And I don't know what's going on, but we're really having problems with your phone. So if something goes, that usually tells me Blog Talk's doing it, okay?
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
There we go. Yes, that's a little auditory. So give me a little documentation here, and let's just get wild, okay?
Okay, absolutely. Well, I wanted to give you validation because we had spoke a week or so ago, and you had told me that the man in question I would hear from, I think it was actually 2 weeks ago, and I did finally hear from him, so I had to tell you that you were correct.
Very
and
good. Well,
yes.
Now is this
and
Melissa
then,
did?
Oh, I'm
sorry.
Here. I'm just waiting. Come
okay,
on, Anna,
and then
give
my
us
question.
The give us the dish.
My question was also about, I guess, about him, because it keeps going back and forth. So I guess I'm just wondering.
No.
We, Okay, well, we are happy, and we'll be wondering if you come back. Please call that number and come back to us. Don't leave us doing that. You know, when they do cliffhangers, don't it just hurt your fingernails? I mean, isn't there a point where your toes just say stop, where you're going on with this, and we've got a lot of callers. We'll watch for you, Anna. We love you, and thank you for the confirmation that we are accurate. We love you, and this is live, so you guys bear with us. Please call back. Don't ever take offense that someone pulled you off the telephone pole. 256, how are you? We are batting 1,000 without... Hello.
Hello.
We are going all of our regulars, and we do apologize to you guys. There's something going on. 559, how are you, psych? 559, is there a psychics out there? I got Melissa, 559, can you hear us?
I can't... Hello?
It's a miracle. In the day that was brought before the phones were done. We can hear you, 559. Okay.
Oh, this is bizarre world. Where is everybody?
Hello, we're going to bring on our guests for a little bit because we've got so much wild energy. Gary Wimmer, is that you? Okay. If all times go to the world to be there, like no one's been there. Gary, is that you?
Hello.
Hi. You're 610, and we're going to go ahead and go with you. We are having ourselves a very merry phone call day. We have about 40 calls, maybe a little bit more or less here. Please, 610, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New
Hi,
Year.
Happy New Year. What's your name?
My name is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia.
Today's not a bad day for me. I mean, I just wanted to mention before I ask my question that I had to go to for a hearing to evict the tenant, and the judgment was in my favor.
Sure, it was.
So, yeah,
we told you. We told you. We all
I was very distressed.
With you. I'm so glad for you.
Thank you for the verification. That means a lot. I mean, thank you for doing that. You know, it isn't easy doing this, and sometimes it's like that's a very hard one to get going there when you've got things happening. So thank you,
right.
Sonia, for calling in. You know, you got to give a little time to go to, and this is a good thing. Did you have something different you want to ask us, or what's going on here, Sonia, on Psyche's Gone Wild?
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't really my question, but you guys see that since the judge told them they have to pay up and they have to leave within 10 days, do you see them doing that?
You may have to call the police, but since you have a court order, you're fine. Yeah, there's a little bit of stubborn energy there. There's just some stubborn energy there, Sonia, but you've done it right, exactly correctly all the way through, so... You have backup if you need it. Hopefully you won't. It just feels I feel stubborn energy there, and you may have to call the police. What about you, Jeff?
Right.
What do you think?
I mean, it's sure.
That's what I feel. And I think we went through and answered this before with the question, and I remember this. I do love with you guys. We want you guys to continue going through, and I apologize. The phones are just out of this world, and I can hear what else
Literally.
Is happening here. Those of you tuning in tonight, and I'm going to try this one more time with feeling here, we have one of the most phenomenal, not only psychics, individuals, fun individual that we all love, and he's known for Monday and Tuesday. We have the Gary Wimmer. Gary, how are you tonight?
Can you hear me, Brother Jethro?
Yes, we can, and we are having technical difficulties, wackles, and every pack of those that they can give it to us.
Hi, Gary. It's Melissa. I'm so honored to meet you in person finally. How are you?
You too, Melissa. Not quite in person, but pretty close in spirit, I would
close.
Say.
I feel the vibe. I feel the vibe. I call you the voice.
Well, I wish I had the voice, you know. I played
you
music
do,
my whole life.
Voice.
I managed to skate by in a musical career most of my life with a rather mediocre singing voice at best, but I learned how to put my best foot forward, which is my guitar playing and personality, and I fooled them for decades.
Well, your speaking voice is, I mean, exquisite. I'm calling you that speaking voice is like Gary Wimmer. It's fabulous.
I'm glad that scared you away, my dear. But big good to meet you.
Thank you for coming in. And those of you who tune in, this is our author tonight that we've brought in. And those of the if you don't know Gary, Gary's not only a phenomenal psychic and gifted man, Gary's a lot of fun. And Gary's here tonight, and we were lucky to get him in. And what we're joking, we are having full moon, grab our phones, and don't stop until you scream mama. So we have a lot of you guys who are on that are calling back. We've had quite a few questions asked. I do apologize. The one person was like, Jethro, you were very rude to me. I don't think I'll be calling back. I apologize to you. It is not me. I got to tell you, I will, if I've read for you and it's the same thing in a week, I will tell you that the guys, you need to let it have a sight. And I got to be really blunt with it. We are here to help you. So what we're getting, we're getting. I had someone mad at me yesterday because I ordered potato salad when they wanted macaroni. Mm-hmm. And it just, that's the way that, that's, you know, it ain't the cookie. That's the way we set the table up. So come on in and let's have some fun. That's what we're here for. I had a big joke yesterday, those of you who tuned in, about what happened to the man in Florida that got rid of the gators. He was all excited and swimming, and he found out why is because the sharks took over. So you guys that are here in Florida, I'm swimming, you know? I know. And here I am out there. We have a picture if you guys want to look. I got to see the cutest little baby gator, and I was all happy until I realized the log he was laying to was mama's tail, and she had an attitude. So I want you guys to take a look at that picture. We are going wild, and speaking of wild, we're going to talk to a couple of you individuals on the phone because I'm not giving up. Our next one,
so
we've got is
let's talk to Gary because Gary's got this great book. Gary, how did you get into the history, you know, knowing, well, I know that you probably just had a natural affinity for working with stones, but what inspired you to go with the book, to write the book?
Well, actually, I started giving readings in the early 70s. In 1980, I met a lady who did her lithomancy reading for me using 16 stones. And I used it since 1980. And in 2000, I lived in Europe in the 90s and came back here in 2000 and got on the Internet and tried to find out how other people did it and found nothing written about it. I found the description, but I didn't actually find a technique book anywhere. So I decided, well, I'll write it. And so I wrote the book. I wrote the book, Lithomancy, the Psychic Art of Reading Stones. And,
wow, and it's the premier book. It's the textbook now, I would think.
Well, I haven't seen any other persons write it. Like I said, it was a default that I ended up writing it. I was more curious how other people did it and thought, well, here's an opportunity for me to write something that I know quite a lot about. I haven't practiced it for 36 years now or so forth. 34? That's right, 34. But I also wrote an interesting book.
Do you have a favorite stone that you like to work with? Is there one in particular or a few that you particularly are drawn to or called to?
Sure. Actually, I'm asked that a lot. No, I don't have a favorite stone. I look at all 16 of them as having some significance, well, having a lot of significance in any reading, so I don't look at it as a favorite stone.
Mm-hmm.
If one were to choose a favorite stone, though, Jupiter would certainly be a good choice, or Venus. You know, they're pretty benevolent planets, so, you know.
So Jupiter stones would be like turquoise and things like that, and Venus would be more like a diamond. Like, what would the stones be for those planets?
Well, you could actually use any stone for anything. I use a yellow stone for the sun. I use an opaque stone for the moon. So I kind of match some of the colors.
Right.
But interesting thing, when I was in Europe, I was performing over there during the 90s, from 93 to 2000, performing and giving readings on boat cruises, things like that.
That's so
and
wonderful.
Several times I was given... when I was playing down in Copenhagen, I had people ask me for a reading, and I didn't have my stones with me. And so finally, after making that excuse several times, which was true, I didn't have my stones, I thought, well, I'll read anything. So I brought them up to my apartment and had them rearrange stuff on a table, fork, spoons, a guitar string, an ashtray, a Coke, a coin, and I'd read that. Because bottom line, if you can learn to read symbolism, you can read anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I've read from my 16 stones to gravel I've picked up on the road. I picked up a hitchhiker once, and he was from Colombia, and he escaped the drug cartel, and I told him I gave readings. We pulled over to a roadside park. He grabbed 16 stones. I got a marks lot and marked them and had him draw a circle in the mud, and he tossed them into the mud, and I read them just like I do normally. So it's
amazing.
It's less about less about the stones than the ability to see symbolism. That's what it's
mm-hmm.
all about.
And what are why 16 stones? What's the significance? Is that for the north, south, west, and east, four on each corner, or
no? It's actually there's 10 planet stones: Sun through Pluto, Sun, Moon,
mm-hmm.
Mercury, Mars, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. and six personal stones that are love, life, luck, timing, commitment, and place.
Wow.
And so how they land, how they clutter together, how they point, how they touch. And I read it like a clock from the center of the circle. I drop them into a circle, leather. It's a little thin strip of leather. You can use lace or anything. It's about a foot in diameter, 14 inches. And mm-hmm. you drop them. When I do it over the phone, I have people say drop. When I do it in person, I show people how to drop them. And in either case, I read the pattern from the center of the clock. I see it as a clock from the center
mm-hmm.
up to the top, which is 12 o'clock, and then around like a clock for 12 weeks. So it covers, the default covers 3 months, give or take, depending on how the stones land.
This is the coolest thing ever. I think you're a pioneer in this. I think this is just because you just make it make so much sense. Everybody has to get this book. Is anybody going to win this book tonight, Jethro?
We have got a lot of people putting in, and right now they're putting names, and they've got a few questions, Gary. One of them is, I don't understand if you're saying stones. Are these crystals? Are these semi-precious?
They're not really. No, they're not precious. They're, you know, just, you know, stones you can buy at any store. Some of the descriptions, when I went to look for information about lithomancy, some of them said you have to use precious gems or stones. Well, that may or may not be the case. All you have to do is have a system. And in this system, I use 16 stones. They're jagged, they're curved, they point, they're not all round marbles. They have interesting features. And even trying to find stones that are interesting, I go through a lot of them trying to find interesting stones. But yeah, they're not necessarily gems, they're just agates and crystals and, you know, I mean, what do you call it, quartz. And I don't know much about the mineralogy, turquoise, a little, maybe a obsidian or two, nothing precious.
But you're drawn to them, and you have such a great relationship with them, and it's your intention that's behind it that makes it pop, I would think, and you've made it so personal and so accessible at the same time. It's awesome.
Well, intentions are everything when
yeah.
you come down to it, you know. It's, you can't avoid that. You create karma by intentions, you know, by thought,
thank
by
you.
Desire, by hope. So.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful what you hope for, and if you want to help people, and if you want to do good, which most psychics do, most people do in general, I think, then you do what you can for your fellow man. And I just happen to have a nick at this, as opposed to a businessman. I've never been a great businessman. I've always been an artist and a musician and an actor and a writer, and that's me. I just wish I could understand more about the real practical world as far as...
No, but that's great because that creativity is your connection. I'm also a singer. I'm a jazz and blues singer and performer and all that too. So that's just so cool that, you know, it's like the evolution of the path, you know? It's like, yeah, we're artists. Like, what do we do now?
Right.
Part of that creative spark.
I learned a lot about reading symbolism because in 1977 I had a near-death experience that I wrote a book about called The Second Eternity. And I went through a week. I started giving readings in the early 70s, so I knew I was psychic and I knew everybody is to some degree. In 1977 it took off all of a sudden. I went through a week of continuously escalating psychic ability, and then a long story short was a pedestrian got hit by a speeding car. Went out there and came back and didn't even get hurt, and the most incredible thing in my life. But during the week prior to that, when my psychic ability was just escalating for no apparent reason, I could not understand why. I knew what was happening, but I didn't know why. I learned to see symbolism all the time in everything. And that's what I learned mostly after that experience. Well, one of many things I learned after that experience, but relating to stones, relating to psychic ability, how the universe is always speaking.
I always think that, too. Like we are always getting messages if we can pay attention. Yeah.
Always, always, always. It's just hard to tune into it. But that book is A Second in Eternity. It's a very interesting story. I think you read it, aren't you, Jethro? Did you take a look at it?
I am, and it's phenomenal. And it was one of the prizes we had out that everybody went wild for. It's one of the prizes we're going to have in the Jan Fan. I had a person try to wiggle a deal out of me and everything else. And we've been teasing everybody. If you get a hold of me on Psychics Gone Wild, we have a couple of them left. We've been only a few, so you got to get a hold of me now. But yes, it's a really good book. And those of you who know, for this is what the phenomenal things is I love my job. The angels tell me about this great person. I talked to him on there, and I mess up his last name promptly, and he tells me it's like Swimmer, Jeff. You know, just take off the S. So we talk. I love the guy. We joke around. You know, he is fun in real life, you guys. And it's like I'm all impressed because not only has Gary got the ability, like with me, to be able to see and sense him over on the other side, but Gary also, as you guys are going to get to see here in just a minute on the phone, we're going to have a couple of you callers like you do on Monday. We're going to open up the phone. Gary's, like he said, he's made it an art. He's talking here, and he's just got a really good gift. You're going to be astounded because I've seen a lot of individuals take different instruments and read. Gary has an ability that it starts with that tool, and then he takes it to other abilities and things he senses and sees with you. So let's get ready to have some fun. We are in the middle of the week, so please do not grab a hold of anyone yet. You have to work 2 more days if you're having a weekday. We thank you, Jethro. I was not that mad at you. I realized what happened. I'm going to bed now. Okay. Well, good night, night. We love you. Don't fight. But it's like we have the most funnest people. I had to ask you, Gary, this is another question that we've had on the emails. This is a really fun one. You've worked with quite a few of the individuals. Working on Psychics Gone Wild, if you had your choice and all of your times and working of it, is it all right on this show? Because I'm looking at applying, Gary. I want the truth.
Yeah, it's great fun. I mean, I have fun all the time. I love your personality and your bubbliness and your, God bless you, Jethro, your insanity. that's a compliment.
I love that. You know, and I got to laugh when I'm reading this off as we're running through this, and I thought, well, what? And then I realized that we've got a lot of individuals here writing from New York City, and I'm supposed to tell Melissa, you are the most funnest one. I've got to tell you, I was writing in, and I just knew tonight you were going to talk about ice cream, and you didn't. I was really hoping you'd get Jethro going on the food again. Please keep riling him. You guys are just bad. We're going to send you around. And we've got another email over here that I don't know what happened, but I'm sure Jethro has not snorted in a while. Somebody come up with a joke. Snort, I never snort. I resemble that remark. Okay, we're going to turn and grab a couple of you guys on the phone. And Gary's talking about, Gary's a blast, and those of you who want to get a time in the phone, let's pick this up. I do have you on the phone. 209, let's give it another shot. How can you hear us?
Yes. Hey, Jethro, it's Pam.
Oh, my living Pam. Well, this is a friend of mine from school. This is like, what did you do? You like snuck up on Facebook again, didn't you? But you liked, I know that you called a couple times. I know you're a wild. This is my friend from school. You liked me back when I was all like really long haired in a cowboy town. And they're like, you're psychic. I'm psychic. Yeah, we did until the parents found us. And you know what really makes me wild is if you guys look at the
what?
Come out, Bob. No, you know that we were in the accident, and we have testimony friends that we paid to say.
Yeah,
we were good. This is good. This is turning bad, Gary. Step in here. Help me. Help me now.
You're on your own, brother.
You've heard this before, Pamela, on the show. And those, Gary, tell her how she needs to tell you how she wants a reading with lithmancy.
Would you like a lithmancy reading, my dear?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Real short and sweet, what it is, I use these 16 stones. And I'm charging up my hands, and I'm going to get your energy into them in just a moment when they get nice and warm, which they are pretty quick. All you have to do is say drop, and I'm going to drop them into this little circle of leather and tell you what I see for the next couple months, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, they're warm, my dear. All you have to do is say drop whenever it feels good.
Drop.
Okay. Okay, well, you've been kind of looking back at the past and looking at a lot of changes that have been going on. It's certainly affecting your place, your home, and so forth. And as you go through this first week, it feels like with both luck, because of you having a new vision of your life in spite of the chaos you've been through and in spite of the things you're having to deal with, like a lot of issues, relationships, empowerment, emotions, mm-hmm. things like that. In spite of that, in the first week or two, you're going to start feeling a lot of luck because you're going to start really realizing more and more what to let go of. and what to focus on. And that's going to bring a lot of energy back your way, whether it's mail or support or direction, and it feels like it's a little bit of all those. It may take a couple weeks, but it's during this first week or two, start really using a lot of fresh methods about everything so you don't find yourself with good hopes, good ideas, good plans, but outdated policies and methods.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So that's a real strong indicator for you to be able to really, the fact that you feel change, go with it, let it inspire you, help you think outside the box, act differently, react differently. And as you do, you're going to notice not only that you're feeling lucky, but you're starting to get a lot of clarity. And by the second and the third week here, there's a lot of things you're going to line up for you that are going to bring these issues sort of to a clearing so you can have new, not only a new path, but things don't feel so out of reach and confusing. Things are actually lining up to where you push button A and door A opens, if you understand what I'm saying. There's a direct cause and effect. And by the fourth and fifth week, as you realize you're getting a lot of power and things are straightening out and lining up in more in the direction that you want and hope rather than the direction of you felt like chaos is taking over, you're going to realize that you're getting a lot of feeling about a commitment to not only this process, but a good feeling of love, a good feeling of family, people you care about. It's coming back into play because you're coming from a point of power rather than confusion. And from the seventh and eighth and ninth week here, you realize a lot of how you've reorganized your life and how that's going to bring you a lot more happiness, a lot more flexibility, and certainly a lot of healing. So you have a lot of fresh emotions, fresh feelings of power. And by the end of this three-month period, you're going to recognize how much you've changed and how you had to be kind of budged into change, maybe forced there or pushed there or there's no other way to go about it except change. But it does liberate you in a lot of ways. Now, that's in general what I'm seeing for the next couple months. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Oh, perfect. No, it's perfect sense. Exactly what I wanted to hear.
Okay, well, that's just looking at a pattern of stones and knowing what they mean and how they point. And that's how gut feeling, instinct, intuition works.
Okay.
So challenge yourself to develop your own.
Okay.
Even better.
Yeah, for sure. Great. All right, thanks, guys.
You can always listen back on the archives, too, my dear, and you can go through this again because I cover a lot fast.
No, I definitely do. Thanks, guys.
Sorry
Bye,
to tease you, Pamela. I got everybody going, what? And I go, I was just teasing her. We were just friends. Everybody will make a rumor every time you say something wrong. Tell everybody, hey there, California, and Pamela, you rock.
I will. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
That was beautiful, Gary. That was so eloquent and so succinct. And what I loved about it, if I can share. I love the way that, you know, I love when we get a little bit of homework. You know, the whole point when we do these readings is to bring forth sacred guidance so people can have some tools to work with. We're not here to tell you the future. We're not here to tell you the past. We're here to give you tools. And that was just so beautifully presented, and I learned something from that. It was just beautiful.
Well, that's neat. I'd sure appreciate that more than people throwing eggs at me.
Well, let's hope they don't throw eggs at you. If Jeff throws eggs at you, it would be for egg salad.
There you go.
Right off your face. Snack time, Jethro. Snack of the week.
What is our snack of the week? And we've got a lot of food to flip out here. I can't believe tonight they fed me healthy food because of you, Melissa.
Flying high.
Oh, my gosh. And I want those of you tuning in to make sure to go to that psychicsgunwall.com and get not only a reading. I have a couple of emails here we're going to run through real quick. We've got a couple of the phones. We do know the phone is having its own little fault, so don't get upset. Call back in. It happens. I have a little bit tonight. Now we've got the static down. I do apologize to you. I do think it was some
full moon. Everything's going insane right now. It's crazy energy tonight, so... Keep taking deep breaths, everybody. It's just part of what's going on right now.
Yes, that is true. We have a lot of ones in the chat room. We've got our Jan Wall one in there asking questions.
Hi, Janie, honey.
an individual write me this question, and they're asking it, Melissa. The person is asking about with their meditations and their work that they have been working on this for quite a while. They're able to sense and feel colors around individuals, but now they want to be able to hear their guides. Melissa, what can I do to hear my guides better?
You want to ask you have to give your guides permission to connect with you. So when you're doing your meditation and you're saying, you know, surround yourself however your process goes, and in that process, call in the divine light and sacred space and say, I hereby give my beloved angelic team and all of my guides and angels through the grace of the divine permission to contact me. And so now they can. They're always talking with you, whether it's a song that you hear or something that you feel on the side of your face, like the air or a feather drops. They're always talking to you, but now because you're growing with your work, and congratulations on everything you're doing, you need to give them permission. What's happening now for everybody is that some people call it the veil, but it's just the different levels and layers of consciousness and the different, when we talk about, you know, points of light and grids and things like that, the higher we go up in our chakra system and all that, the energy is getting so that they can contact us more. This is the new world. This is what we're healing in the Aquarian age that's unfolding. And so we have to do the protocol, though, because we still have free will. Versus, I always say free will versus our true will, this whole free will, this whole idea that if we don't listen to that voice within and we go against it, it's like what Gary was talking about earlier, watch your karma, watch that intention. And if your intention is coming from that place within, that still small voice within, that God speak, then we get on the right track. So now, guides and angels who have been with us always, we just have the ability now, we're getting that the world more crystalline as a result of all this work we're doing. So. Give them permission and get to work, everybody. You can do it.
Well said.
Thank you.
Gary, tell us a little bit on your side with this. Now, I know, and you know, no one's going to go out like and get drowned like I did or get hit by a car with you to tune up their side. I hope not.
God.
Please don't do this at home. We're
right.
Telling you guys.
Oh,
you know, we did it the hard way. We did it our way, us and Chaka Khan. But we want you guys to understand there is other ways. Gary, talk to him a little bit about, I mean, you're a very modest man, and we all know with your musician, and you're very gifted talent, and we've heard a lot of your music and excellent abilities with your singing and other things that we've gotten to hear here. And by the way, those of you tuning in, the wonderful, phenomenal voice, we all love it, our intro is Brooke. She's Gary's lady friend. And
oh, she's a good singer, too, boy. She's got a beautiful voice.
I bet. Tell him a little bit, Gary, if we're sitting down and we're talking to you in Austin, Texas, and I need to have you give me a little advice, what would you suggest to people after they've been meditating for a while and they want to heighten their gift or strengthen their ability?
Well, I think meditating is the number one key. The lady I met who taught me lithomancy, when I met her in 1980, she kept saying, you need to meditate, you need to meditate. And it took me about 10 years to get the point. And she's right, because it clears your mind. It does. Clears your mind. That, along with the point that we were talking about a minute ago, is the universe is always right before outside your eyes. Everything external and internal is related. Why? Because you're the observer. You're the interpreter, perhaps even the co-creator. So if you accept that, then you can start to see that the universe is always talking to you. And if you accept that, you're opening yourself up to listening, to hearing, to getting the signs. You have to believe that you can hold your breath when you go underwater, or if you don't, you'll probably choke and drown. You have to believe you can run that 100 yards, or you're going to trip at yard 50. So give yourself the advantage of believing that you can develop, first thing. And then second thing, pay attention to the here and now. Because everything is in the here and now. Your intuition is working in the here and now. It doesn't work in the yesterday. It doesn't work in the future. It works in the here and now. So look at the signs around you, the colors, the feelings, the sequence of events. God, I want this to happen. It may not happen today or tomorrow, but maybe 4 days from now, you get an email from someone that says, hey, guess what? And there's your answer. And I even invented a technique. I want all you folks to try this. We can create techniques of how we communicate with the universe. About 2 years ago, like everybody, I lost my keys for the 40th time, and like everybody, I frantically go through every drawer of the house, and like everybody, they don't appear because I'm not looking where they are. And so after about 2 hours of that, I went, to hell with this. Keys, you find me.
Oh.
And I thought that for 2 days, And sure enough, I stumbled on my keys right in the course of normal activity. And I tried it with other things. And I told my girlfriend Brooke about it, and she found stuff. And I was on a movie about 2 years ago. The director lost her ring about a year and a half ago. And she lost her ring, and I told her to try it, and she found it. So I just invented a method. Keys find me. And now when I miss something or lose something, rather than drive myself nuts, I'm going to tell that object to draw itself to me. So we have that sort of interplay with the universe is very important. It's not it's an interactive. You can learn from it. Learn to read the signs.
We're also dealing with fairies and devas and angels and all that, and sometimes we get tested so that we will talk to them, so that we will talk to the universe. You know,
amen.
Fairies love to hide things and bring them back because they're trying to get our attention because they need us to be more mindful about the garden or nutrition or that sort of thing. And so there are representatives of the divine, and they're with us, and they want us to communicate. Like Gary's saying, they want us to work with them. And so it's supposed to be fun and meaningful and unfolding. And everybody has their own path. It's different for every person, but we share from each other, which is lovely.
And you said something, Melissa, very important. When you have to kind of ask for help for it to come. The universe is, it says, ask and you shall receive. It doesn't say, don't ask and we're going to leave it at your front door.
Oh, come on now.
Like a bad
it's like
UPS pick up.
Yeah,
right.
It's the pizza man who's tired of picking up the cash.
Right.
Love it. Those of you tuned in, this is Psyche's Gone Wild. Don't go wild. Don't get mad. Just stay on the phone because we're working with it intensively. Right now we have about 38 ones that are spinning around, two phones that don't want to say, and a partridge I can't see. So don't go anywhere. Stay right here and we will get in with it. We have the wonderful, the phenomenal Gary Wimmer here talking to us about anything he feels like. And what we love about it is that's what we're doing. This is Jethro Smith with Melissa Berman. Our number one video just hit. They write me, they're having fun with this video. It's the video I love, Melissa Berman, and it's out there with 6,300. Well, you know what?
The video
we did for Jan, I just got a little email in there. So what? It's not that many more. The one we did for Jan Bach Drakey and Gary Wimmer, it's still going. So we got those videos out there. And those of you who want to do that, send in a video. Contact me. You can do it on your computer or you can contact me, and I do have other resources. Put out your favorite one. You put out a little clever video, we're going to give a big package away, and one of those is going to be three readings. That's what I was wrote and have been reading lately, is you want to have more readings given away. We have no problem with doing that. What we love to do is you guys who write into Psyche's Gone Wild and ask those fun questions like this one. Gary, I've listened to the show for quite a while. I know that you are a Southern type individual. I find this very unique, and I find this very good about you. You're a very down-to-earth person. I have to ask you this question. My son is showing psychic abilities. My husband does not like this and wants him to stop. I have spoke to my husband. My husband doesn't understand, why would a boy need to have these abilities? Please help me, Gary Wimmer.
Well, everybody has abilities. If he was a great athlete, it might be a different result. If he was a great mechanic, it might be a different result. In other words, a hubby might be more open to it. It is a tough predicament. The thing I think you could do is slowly try to get your husband to understand that everybody has different talents. Some people truly are intuitive. Some people truly are football players. And that's just the nature of the beast. It's a difficult path because it's hard to take away stubbornness. You can see it whether it's politics or whatever, or politics or religion, or politics or religion, or a lot of human affairs. People get stubborn, they get fixed. But everybody can change. You know, you have people who have been terrible alcoholics and they turn their life around. You've had people who've been very abusive and then teach other people how not to be abusive. So keep in mind that things can change. It's not going to be overnight. But I would certainly suggest you slowly get him to become more and more aware of just different people have different gifts. And it's a box of chocolates, I guess you could say, as Forrest Gump said. You know, he got cherries, dad got caramel. It's the same thing.
Gary,
Jethro,
you know?
Snack time.
Snack time. You're on the food. Melissa, this is a good question. You know, and I love this. And this is something I'm going to turn to Melissa and ask, because it was done. It was, the question was asked to me on another show tonight, and it was our Janine Reagan Sinclair's talk show. I got to be the first guest. Well, I rocked.
Yay.
And I was like so happy. And she asked me this question. I'm going to ask this to Melissa. And this is coming from Psyche Jethro. You guys are like, well, who told you? I told me. Leave me alone. So we go in there. We've got a question. Is they asked me this, and this is something they wanted to know with me working with Indigo Children, or I work with children on this and that, how do I have age limits? And I explained to them that for me, I needed to work with a child who was a little over 8 or 9, because I've had children from 6 to 7, the gifts stop for reasons. And it's very much unfortunate when you're trying to help with a child and the guides are still working with them on whether they open and shut. So I'm going to ask you, Melissa, do you personally feel, in your opinion, should there be an age that children should be taught? Is there an age limit when a teacher and a psychic student should work together? Please tell us, because you are the teacher.
Well, for Indigo Children, it varies in every circumstance. I don't think there's a formula here. I think that there are ways of finding out where that beautiful being is with their gifts. If they're 2 years old and they're starting to see fairies and things, encourage it. You know, have them draw it. Again, with the creativity, this is how we find out, you know, what they need. And I think that it's always with the family there. I mean, when I've done readings with kids, it's always with the parents there, and just allowing the children to talk and say what they need to say in safe space. Because a lot of times they're seeing things, you know. They're seeing stuff, and then the stuff that they're seeing seems a little bit scary or whatever, and then the guidance will come through with the parents' permission to help temper that. So I think that the most important thing is to just encourage their creativity. What it is that they're trying to share, never shut them off. Even if they're 3 or 2 or 10, up to 18, and after 18, you know, it's the legal age to, they don't need parental permission, but I just think it's an individual case by case.
Love it. Tonight I had it, and I got to tell my students that are listening in, those of you here in Tampa, Florida, tonight really rocked. We ended up with 7 students who just impressed me. These are all adult students tonight, but I'm changing a little bit of format here, and I want to tease you, because I know a couple of you are listening in. You really impressed me when we're sitting there working, and it is hard for a teacher to work with you, with individuals who you're reading, sensing, trying to make sure they're at their best. As they're, you know, all of you know how I joke, everything's a funny, and it's because I want that chakra to open, your heart chakra. When you laugh, Gabriel works in the energy, and you relax and you open up your energy. Laughter is the best medicine. And the individual tonight made me laugh so bad. Here we were working on palms, and they're like, I'm not feeling this with this mound. And there was a lot of joking with me, you know, and touch your Mercury, grab your Mars, you know. And so and then they turned around. Gary got it. That Scorpio was right on it. And what made me love the most is the individual just turned around, and I said, and what's her aura? And the woman, this had nothing to do with palms, read the aura, did the senses, and she goes, I'm not really feeling like I'm getting much out of this. And I wanted to laugh. I said,
oh my
no,
gosh,
because you're
you got
adrenaline.
So much out of it. I mean, it was redirected and directed, and just how beautiful is that? See, and people have preconceived ideas, and things mm-hmm. shift. Things shift,
and
because that's the direction that the divine is taking us in.
Remember where they always wanted the curly hair, or they want to be the girl with the straight hair, or they want to be the guy with the, I mean, I remember, and this is something I can joke about, I wanted to be the guy who, I was tall, and this sounds silly, but you guys, and Pam, the friend that we teased, that's why I can tease her, we were just always in trouble, we were always in trouble, but it was like we had this quest of how many people we could stress in one day, name that stress. And so people would tease me because I was in, you know, I was like in fourth grade and I looked like this big, tall person. And I had a friend tell me once, you know, he goes, you got to realize, you know, all of us would like to be tall. All the rest of us are. And I said, but, you know, I want to fit in. And I think that's the thing. I think that sometimes we do realize that when we're begin psychic, you're not going to fit in. If you're the student and you're sitting there and you're getting this really tickly, odd sensation, you're like, I didn't eat poison berries. I did not eat eggs and Sam I am. I did not go with Jem. You start to do all these things out, and you realize there's something going on, a little lulu with you. You're getting the feeling. And when you just remove yourself, I think that's the best psychics I've ever seen. I had a friend tell me, they said, you know, you guys are going to be coming on your birthday with Psychics Gone Wild, and you're doing all these presents, Jethro. And you tonight, I called in the other night, and you were just really being silly, and I did go through it, and I thought, you know, I just had talked to Gary on the phone, and then I talked to this other one on the phone, and I actually
don't blame it on me.
I said, he's the reason. And you go over there and you tell him to stop it. And we laughed. And I just realized, I thought, you know what? I am so happy when I'm with my friends. So that's what you want to do. I know that you guys realize that this, those of you who are in tonight, we could have sat down and just turned off the show and said, you know, there's some of you that got in phones, a few of you got. I have someone who's still a little upset. They said they've got a question. We're going to try to bring her in one more time because she really wants it. We're down to the last. You got to hear all of us. We love you. Get a hold of us. I had a friend say, what do you want to do? We're doing email readings. All of you guys, get a hold of our emails. I'm a little stressed this month. I've got 5 questions. I'm going to send you a picture. The thing I got to tell you, and I'm going to let the cat out of the bag, Gary, we're probably the nicest people you guys want to meet. You write me an email. I'm not going to say, and where is that lease? What I'm going to do is I'm going to work with you, get you read and done. I do ask that you do a little bit, throw a little bit of a donation. Once in a while, me and Gary like to eat a pretzel. I know there's been a couple times we really went crazy and maybe went to McDonald's. Do send a little bit to help us do that. I'm being blunt. Someone told me yesterday, she goes, I've had 14 readings, and I went, wait a minute, and then I caught on what she was saying, and she's had all of these different things that she's sent. I do apologize to you if you guys send me on Facebook. I only have like 6,321 friends on there, and you are my friends, but I can't write to each everybody and do that. I have to do it through here, and I have to get a little bit of money because the mailman and the other people that come to my house, they keep sending these crazy word named Bill, and I can't get it alone. We love all you guys. Please check it out. Definitely tell me this. We had a really good fun time again tonight. We're going to grab Miss 409, see if the money's my... Oh, 409's now. She's still spinning. 409 won't let go. Sorry, 409. How about your friend 617? Would you like to jump in here and say hello to you?
Yes, hello. How you doing?
Oh, my goodness. And you are in so much. This is a man who answered the phone, and you talk to me. What are you doing, Catherine?
How you doing, Jeffro? I'm doing okay.
I love you. I didn't, you know, and it's funny. I got to get the numbers, but I'm trying to go through, and I can always tell my steady fans, you listen to my show. Even when I'm bad, you listen, and you don't be mean to me. I'm sleeping yet. You're staying with us. You're moving down here. I got extra rooms. I hope you like shells. I got myself two, they're leather dogs. They're not actual real dogs, but they're leather. It's kind of a weird thing. Talk to me.
Okay. The reason for my call, I got to go to court by my house where I live at.
Catherine, you better talk into your phone. We can't hear you. You're fading out, honey.
The reason for, can you hear me now?
A little bit better.
Okay, the reason for my call, because I'm about to go to court with where I live at. And do you see me losing my apartment?
Hmm.
Or do you see me keeping it?
Wow.
Hello?
It feels like there's some struggling going on here between the owner of the building, who's kind of a little unethical, and it's making it harder for you. You just have to have everything organized when you go in, Catherine, and you're going to have to plead your case a little bit, but you're coming from a place of truth. It's not like you're trying to do anything. There just seems to be like a little bit of behind-the-scenes not kosher, as we say, just a little bit of struggling there. What do you guys say? What say you, gentlemen?
Well, I kind of agree, and I think the main thing is to get help,
yep.
To get support. The legal system.
Oh, I'm supposed to have somebody help me pay off my bill, though, from my company.
Yeah, it does feel like you're getting some sort of help. And look toward the tenants' council there, that sort of thing.
We love you, Catherine. We're going to this. They give us the last 60 seconds before they throw us out that door with our hat and gloves. Don't
well,
forget,
we
love
I just want to thank you, the phenomenal Gary Wimmer, for joining us tonight. You are just
great.
I couldn't wait to talk to you in person, and I'm so grateful I finally have had the privilege to do so, and to thank Jethro for everything and all you guys. Thank you on
it's
our
mutual.
Full moon evening. Oi.
We'll do a show together sometime, Melissa. Love to.
I would
definitely
be honored to.
Definitely, you guys tune in, and we love you all. Gary, come back. You guys tune in Mondays because Gary's here Monday. He's doing a fun day with Mystic Haven. Dawn Mitchell's here, and you know she's the wildest psychic on Monday. Tuesday, you come in with Pamela. I'm sorry, we don't have – Pamela's not here right now. We have Peg Jones, and we have –
Pamela is somewhere.
Yeah, she's going to be coming back. I think I'm psychic because Pamela Cummings, our little dear, said she'd come back and play too. She gets to play with me, Melissa. So those of you who are tuning in, come in. Get a hold of us here. Get a hold of us on the website. But just get a hold of us. We love you. Have a good night.
Yes.
Talk to you.
Hold.